House Republicans have voted to remove one of the party's top leaders in a closed-door vote. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the third-ranking GOP lawmaker, was ousted this morning because of her criticism of former President Trump. After the vote, Cheney said she will do everything she can to prevent the former president from returning to the Oval Office. Long lines at gas stations and higher prices. That's the reality in several southeastern states after a pipeline closure disrupted the fuel supply. The Colonial Pipeline expects to resume normal operations in the coming days. Consumer prices jumped 0.8% in April. That's the largest monthly increase in more than a decade. Investors have been worried about rising inflation. Wall Street, the Dow is off 245 points, the NASDAQ down by 205. This is SRN News.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Record Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is more rain to talk about in our forecast, but hang on. We have better weather news in the not-too-distant future. Stand by. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and scattered showers will be around from time to time tonight. Cooler today with a high around 74, tonight's low 55, and only in the upper 60s for a high on Thursday with the risk of some leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Then Friday is really looking nice. Upper 70s, sunshine. That's the start of a great weekend with highs back in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon on a Wednesday. It means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Sitting here helping a customer, doing a live ad on the radio. I'm multitasking. How are y'all doing?
We're all right. Trying to figure out the origins of COVID-19, you know.
Oh, that came from China.
Thank you.
Thank you. We solved it.
That was easy. Okay, we solved
appreciate
that.
That, Ray.
You talking about the Chinese fire? Yeah.
Solved.
Yeah,
all right. So, figured it out.
Yeah. Let's talk about more important things. What are we going to do about Israel and Pakistan?
Pakistan?
Or is it, what is it? It's one of those countries over there.
The Israelis and the Palestinians. Yeah.
Not much we can do. It started with a P. I mean, it's close.
Pretty good, Ray. It wasn't Prattville, so you're good.
Thank you. Bye, Carla. So let's talk a little bit about stuff that is serious, like your flooring and this wet weather, and you let the dogs out, and when they come in, now you got a big problem. Unless you have this beautiful, gorgeous, waterproof flooring that I sell, then you don't have a problem.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, just that easy. See, we solved several problems in the last few minutes. That was so easy.
Now, is this new crate, what is it, a vinyl plank that you got coming in, has it been spoken for yet? People already wanting it?
I actually sold half of it. It's coming in there. You're actually out there unloading it as we speak, and half of it's already gone. So if you're wanting an extremely good buy, it's a gorgeous product, 20 mil, hardest thing I have to scratch. It will scratch. But let me tell you, it won't scratch. Anything can scratch, including the diamond. So if somebody's telling you when they're looking at this floor at other places like a big box store, oh, it won't scratch, they're lying to you. But this is the hardest thing to scratch. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend getting up here this week looking at the product before it's gone. And we could have it installed sometime next week for you, just that easy.
And y'all can stop by their physical location there, 2201 Cobbsford Road. That's where Prattville Carpet is located, 2201 Cobbsford Road. But you can always give them a call at 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
That's it. And I tell you, really, the coronavirus is not our problem. It's the next virus they create. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the problem. They figured out this crap works.
Yeah.
You want everybody to line up and do what you say? Hell, who would have ever thought?
Fear based on an invisible enemy.
Yeah. Who'd ever thought? I always thought, yeah, they're going to rule us with money. No.
Right.
Nope. It's your health. Everybody's scared to die. If you're scared to die, they can control you.
Well, I appreciate the call, Ray, and have a good rest of the day.
Take care, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Later, buddy.
More News and Views, Paul and others, when we come back.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption. And yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I guess my big takeaway from this lab leak theory.
Yeah.
It's a nice reminder, once again, that when we talk about politics and power corrupts, it's not just politicians we're talking about. When there are powerful forces at play, say cross-country, transnational, international communities of science with billions of dollars at stake, not to mention the allure of being able to get front-run viruses and have life-saving vaccines before viruses occur naturally. I mean, that's a lot of things at stake right there.
But you got to have the virus to...
And when you screw it up, there might be an incentive not to come clean. We'll see, though. We'll see. 272-9228. And by the way, what's taking John Durham so long?
Who's that?
I mean, the idea that the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, and other powerful people within politics laundered political opposition research and gave it the veneer, the impression that it was an official counterintelligence, maybe criminal investigation. How long does it take to figure out what happened there? Why has it taken more than a year for Durham to get to the bottom?
Well, I thought for the most part it was figured out when it was given to him. And he certainly had time to do some work on it.
Well, the fact that he hasn't closed up shop and he's still special counsel is intriguing. Why does it take so long to figure out the origins of this virus? Why does it take so long?
Bureaucrats?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's just, you know, it's Friday. I want to go play with the kids.
Is it secrecy, perhaps, Joey? Perhaps you don't need to know.
Oh, I still want to smack you, don't you?
Like, you hadn't got over that
just
yet?
Just see that jelly wiggle.
You hadn't
wiggle,
got
wiggle,
over
wiggle.
That yet? I gave you extra time.
Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Joey, a long time.
It has been. I'm just sitting here imagining that face wiggling right across from me after a nice wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Anyway, Paul.
Smack me, smack me. I'm going to have to cut it real short. I had a whole lot I wanted to say. Hey, about got me loaded up out here at the farm. But real quick, like, Fauci is in this above his eyebrows and his pointed head with the other conglomerates that he's involved with. Not only did they make that donation that you mentioned earlier, before that, I heard from another source I listened to late night that they donated $3.5 million of our tax dollars to that. As far as I'm concerned, someone is responsible for murder around the world. It'll never happen. But yet and still, they holler about how many people that Hitler came point. Fauci was in cahoots with the Democrats. Of course, he still is. When Trump announced that he was going to run for presidency, and his comment to one of the persons, I don't know the name off the top of my head, said that if besides that, in 2020, he's going to have a pandemic on his hands. So you tell me. And with that, I'm going to jump out here and start hooking up these cages.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Take care, Paul.
I got to collect that that one thing. You said, ooh, smack me, smack me.
You didn't get over that either, huh?
I was a little taken aback there. No, I think more the story in my mind that seems plausible is that a lot of brilliant people, you know how we knock the nincompoopery constantly?
Yes.
There are folks just born so dumb. But you know what? There are worse things than being dumb, Eddie.
Really?
You of all people should know this.
Yeah, I guess. I've been
No, I think it'd be better to be courageous than smart. You know, if I'm dumb, but also I have a little bravery.
Yeah.
And I'm also honest. What's wrong with being so dumb then?
Oh, not at all. Nothing.
And if I'm smart, I might be, you know, the most brilliant man on earth. But if I am a horrible person, I can do a lot of damage being that smart and having no scruples.
Yeah. Dr. Evil.
Yeah. I didn't go to 8 years of evil medical school to be called Mr. Evil. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. We can knock the dumb out there
right
all day we like. The nincompoopery is large. And hey, some of them might be your family members and friends. And you might very well look in the mirror occasionally on some rainy morning like this morning and go, mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen the boob and he is me.
Yes. Done that many times.
But the biggest danger are really smart people who are trying to save the world. Now, you need these smart people trying to save the world because there are a lot of problems. A lot of things we need to be saved from. A lot of innovations to be made and things to be done. But sometimes these smart people get out ahead of themselves and they make big mistakes, especially when they're backed by major governments in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And we'll get to this Rand Paul clip. Well, how about let's do a beginning of it right now.
Okay.
This is Rand Paul with Dr. Fauci yesterday.
Have in Wuhan or evolve naturally, but we should want to know. 3 million people have died from this pandemic, and that should cause us to explore all possibilities. Instead, government authorities, self-interested in continuing gain-of-function research, say there's nothing to see here. Gain-of-function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. To arrive at the truth, the U.S. government should admit that the Wuhan Virology Institute was experimenting to enhance the coronavirus's ability to infect humans.
It was.
Juicing up superviruses is not new. Scientists in the U.S. have long known how to mutate animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Shi Zengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH. The collaboration between the U.S. and the Wuhan Virology Institute continues. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike protein into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus, and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells. Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of
Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund...
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research,
oh,
and if it is,
oh,
it's according to the guidelines, mm-hmm. and it is being conducted in North Carolina, not
You don't think
in
inserting
China.
A bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain-of-function?
That is
not... You would
not
be in the minority because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain-of-function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain-of-function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. Do you support the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done. The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps it would be irresponsible to send it to the Chinese government that we may not be able to trust with this knowledge and with this incredibly dangerous viruses. Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying things that are not correct.
Hold on. Now, the headlines are Fauci, that quote from Fauci, you're completely and totally incorrect on this. And that's where all the, you know, corporate press is picking up on it. We must defend our boy Fauci. Now, of course, I'm sure there are folks out there like, well, you got to defend your boy Rand Paul. But Fauci said, we've never funded that. Rand Paul says, well, you did through a grant to EcoHealth, and it was a sub-grant to Wuhan for these sorts of research activities, souping up these viruses. Fauci seems to be hanging his hat on a very funky definition, a very specific definition of gain of function, where folks who are actually doing this work are happy to call it gain of function. But on one hand, Fauci says, we never funded this. Rand Paul says, no, you did through a subgrant through EcoHealth Alliance. And Fauci says, well, let me explain why we did that.
So he knew, Joey.
Well, I guess, who's funding it or not? Did money go from the U.S. government to a contractor that went to money to be used for this research in China?
Yes.
Or did it or did it not?
Yes, it did.
Did you push in 2017, Fauci, along with Francis Collins? I've read Francis's book. It's a great book. It's called Believe the Language of God. It's a defense in light of Collins' faith of the Human Genome Project and of evolution. I've known these names for a few years now. But did y'all lift these moratoriums? Did you allow for this type of research? Fauci's being evasive here. And the fact that he's hanging his hat on one phrase, and you'll hear it throughout the rest of the clip, well, to me, it's quite damning. Honestly, it's bigger than Fauci. Much bigger than Fauci. Goes to a theme that's, well, started to develop on this show with brand new technologies and brand new capabilities coming on the scene. It seems like every other month. How are we going to meet these new technologies? What are the potential dangers of them? And why don't we have a clear answer a year out to this thing that has destroyed not only lives, but livelihoods, and completely remade the globe, given more power to central governments and to their corporate buddies? You know, if this is going to be the new world that we build back better, at least to know, like to know, damn it, how it started. Oh, by the way, MIT did a little investigative research. It was a team at MIT.
Yeah.
You know, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And they went to infiltrate COVID skeptics. Well, and guess what these MIT researchers found after they infiltrated the COVID skeptic community?
What's that, bro?
They sat there for a few months and they said, most fundamentally, the groups we studied believe that science is a process, not an institution. Indeed, anti-maskers often reveal themselves to be more sophisticated in their understanding of how scientific knowledge is socially constructed than their ideological adversaries who espouse naive realism about the quote-unquote objective truth of public health data. That's from an MIT study. In other words, anti-maskers value unmediated access to information and privilege personal research and direct reading over quote-unquote expert interpretations. Now, could the anti-maskers at times be wrong? Could they overstate things? Could they go down all sorts of conspiratorial rabbit holes? Sure.
Sure. They're human, right?
But I would take understanding science as a process, as something that's a give and take, where people are wrong, much more than, well, just making scientists into the new religious authorities. Like the Pope and the Cardinals of the Catholic Church have spoken. Hey, here's a quick homework for you, Eddie. The Holy Roman Empire was not Holy Roman or an empire. Discuss.
It was an empire.
No.
Unless
you want to call like Central Europe an empire.
I really feel like it was an empire.
No, the Holy Roman Empire. Not the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire.
Mm. I wasn't around.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a lot of their ruins, and hey, they did good work.
Why don't you look it up? It's just it's an interesting time. And to see how, as much as things change, they stay the same. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon. After this.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes 2 tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228. Let's quickly go to Randall. Now, Randall, before you get going, you sent me something, right?
A little bit, yes, sir.
And you sent me a headline here, the article, and it says, COVID-19 created by CIA in North Carolina for biowarfare. And I just read through it, and it goes on to cite the original research from 2015. And yeah, and it's actually the research I've been talking about today, where you juice up these viruses in order to essentially front-run them naturally occurring, so you can be on top of how to develop vaccines. But nowhere in this article and nowhere in the research does it suggest this is a bioweapon created by the CIA, which is why I find the headline
it's a little
frustrating.
Yeah, it is. But once you write, and you'll see, I went ahead and sent you the other article, and they've removed the 2015 article. Mm-hmm. But it's the United States Agency for International Development is who's really responsible for it. But we actually
I think it's more plausible that there have been scientists for years who have come up with gain-of-function techniques. They want to use them, and this thing got out of hand because their hubris to save the world led them to, well, ruin it in many ways.
Yeah,
I think that's more plausible than the CIA made a bioweapon.
Oh, no, it's not. No, I knew you would read through it. That's why I sent it to you. And yeah, it don't ever point the finger, but it didn't have to be the CIA. I mean, it was, like I said, the United States Agency, and they got the virus. They actually got, North Carolina got the virus, the Wuhan virus, that's what they want to call it in the article, from China, and brought it over here. And then one of our military men did
that,
take it back.
Well, that was early on. That was the original SARS virus they were working on. And they also did this.
And by saying, you know, the Chinese man said, I will prove that the United States military man brought it over here. And that's what's about to
and
come.
And I'm not picking on you, Randall, but this is what's frustrating. And I think possibly this is what's taking John Durham so long, is that if you're going to go after and prove things, you got to be buttoned up. It can't be willy-nilly. It can't be loosey-goosey, so to speak. We have to be able to make the most plausible explanation. I think a lab leak is plausible. I don't think necessarily a bioweapon is, unless more evidence is presented, or I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I know for a fact we didn't leak it over here. I'm saying the military, once we got our signs over here, because we was in cahoots with them, we actually used a part of that virus over here in the United States. So, of course, our military man is going to take back what we found. And that's what's coming in the future, and that's when we'll end up in a Cold War with them. Because they got our technology on their boats already. Electronic magnetic launching system is, with the little jets they got, they can launch jets faster than we can shoot missiles. And that's dangerous. That's scary, knowing that them folks over there die for that gun. I really believe, you know what I mean? I think we far cry from it over here. I really do. I think we'll die for our families right now. But everybody knows we've been lied to.
Well, that's a good question. Do Americans want to go die on behalf of defending Taiwan? Who knows?
But, yeah.
Thanks, Randall. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. And, you know, this can be the issue with doing your own research, especially with the internet. It's not as buttoned up as you like. It's why I was waiting on somebody to present the whole picture and why I encourage you folks to look at the Nicholas Wade article posted on my Facebook page. It paints a pretty, you can tell he's more leaned towards the lab leak, but he doesn't give short shrift to the other ideas, natural occurrences. There's one theory that might be plausible that it came directly from a bat. There was no intermediate animal, that it was directly a bat biting a human in the Wuhan area, but not as likely as the way the lab leak hypothesis is working out to be. For instance, there are four security levels when you're doing bio research and testing. The highest being, you know, biosecurity level 4, BSL 4. Now, most people don't want to work in level 4 conditions because you're like wearing a spacesuit and it just takes forever to do anything. So most folks, and in fact, research that's been done on the original SARS virus and the MERS virus were done in China under level 3 security. But this gain of function testing, mm-hmm. was being done at level 2, which is like, you know, a nice surgical room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though if you had the potential when you soup up these viruses to create something worse than SARS or MERS.
Now,
none of this, let me be clear, there's no necessary hard proof. This just seems like the more plausible explanation compared to the naturally occurring explanation.
Would it be naturally occurring, though, Joey? Would it be naturally occurring if
part of this article, it's a little too below the line. But there are particular properties, let's say, mm-hmm. The cleavage function of this virus. I'll put it this way. That cleavage,
yeah,
it has huge tracts of land. SARS, you know, COVID-2, COVID-19 right. has huge tracts of land. No other beta coronaviruses have those cleavage functions or huge tracts of land. Yeah.
So it is unique in its own then.
Yes. And that is one of the, it's below the line. And I'll admit I'm not a virologist, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting argument that scientists are making amongst themselves that this has a very unique property. So we'll see where this goes. But unfortunately, the science gets mixed in with the politics, gets mixed in with the financing. And there's all sorts of conflict of interest. And we'll see where it goes. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Urbanite real quick. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, hate to be Mr. Debbie Downer as usual. You realize that we were in an international court of law right now. The United States and China would be paying everybody's bills.
Yeah.
I don't like the direction this is going, do you?
How's that court of law going to enforce that order?
That, you know what? That's a very good question. The same way, I guess, when Germany went to war with the whole damn world.
Right, and then
the first thing they do is try to remove the dollar as the world currency. Good luck paying the bills then, right?
Right, but those orders, say, you know, the Nuremberg trials, those orders were quite enforced.
Oh, okay, so you're familiar with the Nuremberg. Oh, you're very well read, young man. Okay.
I'm working at it. But it's, the more I read, the more I realize I don't know. It's ridiculous how much that's out there.
So, yeah, that's the thing about this particular piece of tinfoil stuff. I don't want the United States to end up at the bottom of the game because we know what traitorous individuals we have within our borders.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that China done bought all sorts of influence down.
Well, and I'm just...
So I'd rather not give any of this any credence on the serious upper level.
Well, I'll put it this way, just to reiterate. It's not so much about Goring, Fauci, or anybody else that might have been involved with this. I'm more concerned if this sort of research is going on, are we going to fund it more? What are the safety protocols around it?
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but you know, back when I was in college, back in the ancient days of the 80s, that research was going on. And the thing that, the one I never got a chance to get a bottom, you know how you do a paper and you move on?
Yeah.
Well, I was doing a paper on patents for biological organisms back before stem cell stuff and mm-hmm. You may remember a drug called interferon, a cancer drug. Remember that cancer drug?
Not really, but keep going.
But interferon was this wonderful drug that enhanced the human immune system to the point that it was able to actually, like, put a barrier around cancer cells. Of course, at the time, it came in at a whopping $13,000 a treatment. And it was only available, like, at the really cool hospitals like Johns Hopkins and MD Anderson and stuff. But anyway, long story short, everybody wanted to know what happens when you dispose of the stuff that didn't work or the stuff that, as you were developing it, it was going into the sewer systems of Boston. And a lot of people started doing research on what was in the sewer systems in Boston. And all of a sudden, all that stuff just went away. You know, it started actually advancing sewer development, a sewer design throughout the country because of that.
Well, we have a similar issue in Montgomery overnight. It's called the plume.
Well, yeah, the plume is more chemical, though.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's the chemicals from the, I guess, the dyes.
Yeah.
And the dry, and it's so funny about the dry cleaning chemicals when you think about it. It's got to be soil related because, you know, you have dry cleaners all over, say, San Francisco and California. Not to sound racist, but there's tons of Chinese dry cleaners all over that place.
I used to be a dry
cleaner. You never even talk about that out there.
I used to be a dry cleaner. I'm not Chinese.
Okay, but what I'm saying is those chemicals, do you honestly think those chemicals are that hazardous?
Yes.
Or that they put in, they last that long in the environment?
Yes. As being in the dry cleaning business, yes.
More than a 50-year lifespan?
Yeah, the company I worked for, it was a family-owned company, so it'd been around years and years. They had warehouses full of dry cleaning, basically the dried-out chemical in 55-gallon
drums.
Yep.
And you think those solvents last more than 50 years?
Well, I don't think so because most of the drums were leaking, so that went right down the drain.
Right. Okay. So once again, the capital city plume. You really think it's a big deal?
Yeah, I do. Because it's I do because I've got houses over there and it's cost me money.
Well, an urbanite. I appreciate the call and I got to run. But the more I hear Eddie talk here, the more I just want it to be wiggle, 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 all smack and no tickle. Like your face is gonna get it, buddy.
Okay, that's a visual that just made me lose my breath. Have a good day, guys.
See you, urbanite.
Before we hit this break, I have tickets to give away.
That's right.
To the 8th Annual Brew Fest.
That's right.
So you need to give me a call. 272-9228. What number, Eddie?
We'll go with number 4.
Number 4. Caller number 4. You will win a pair of tickets to Friday night's Brew Fest from 6 to 9 Friday night down at the Train Shed here in Montgomery. So give us a call at 272-9228. Caller number 4. You will win a pair of tickets. I'm going to be giving away more.
That's right. All day long, right, Joey?
Another pair, yeah. So we've just been doing a lot of, you know, serious business here. So,
hey, Marie, going to give some away too, right? All day long?
Yeah, and you don't have to answer these. We're just going to let these roll on in.
Wait till number 4 comes up. I'm ready for number 4.
You're caller number 1. Thanks for playing. Try to call back quickly. You're caller number 2. Thanks for playing.
Number 2!
Yeah, caller number 3. Thanks for playing. Okay, let's see who this is. Caller number 4, welcome. Who's this? You're on there.
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, you like beer?
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Well,
we got a date for you then, brother.
You're the winner, sir. I'm going to put you on hold, and Eddie's going to get some information.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time at Brewfest. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Folks, we're going to be giving away more tickets later in the program, so keep listening. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is more rain to talk about in our forecast, but hang on. We have better weather news in the not-too-distant future. Stand by. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and scattered showers will be around from time to time tonight. Cooler today with a high around 74, tonight's low 55, and only in the upper 60s for a high on Thursday with the risk of some leftover showers, mainly first half of the day tomorrow. Then Friday is really looking nice. Upper 70s, sunshine. That's the start of a great weekend with highs back in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, let's get off the origins of COVID-19 because we're not going to solve it here. But go read this article by Nicholas Wade, folks. It is, it's better than watching Rand Paul and Fauci go back and forth. It's bigger than personalities and who's to blame. No, that's part of it. It's about the future of, well, you saw the whole world affected. Very rarely can you say non-ironically the world is at stake.
Right.
I mean, that's unfortunately the reality here. But this morning, very early, in fact, this morning, House Republicans voted to oust Liz Cheney.
Bye, Felicia.
I like it when you pull that accent. You been hanging out with Jack?
Yes, I have.
Still driving your wife's car?
No, she took it back once I put gas in it.
You going to join me and grow a mustache again?
No, I got sunburn out in Vegas, so I know if I shave, I'm going to look like a lizard, so I'm just kind of letting this go for a few days.
Well, you should join me. We'll both, like, we'll go down to Brewfest. We'll wear suspenders and look like Freddie Mercury, right?
Actually, I hate to say it, but you really got me thinking about suspenders.
They're comfortable. It's much better than a belt.
I've seen the pants with the buttons on it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole thing. It's kind of fancy, but I enjoy it. It's much better than the squeeze a belt gives.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of my thought.
And you can drink all the beer you like, get a little bloated.
Well, you don't have to wear just specifically eating pants if you got suspenders on.
Right. 272-9228. No wonder so many folks in my family have worn overalls. It's like, I get it now. Yeah. Southern cuisine?
Makes sense, doesn't it? There's no loosening of the belt. It's just, it all fits.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're in the market for any paint and stain supplies, in particular Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies, New Look Decorating Center is your local choice. They're located here right in Montgomery, 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. When you stop by there, you can say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager. They're both passionate about what they do. They're both paint specialists. And they and their team can steer you in the right direction, whether you're doing it yourself or you're contracting out your paint job. It could be one room or the entire home. Could be the interior or the exterior.
So they could tell me all the tools I needed?
If you're doing it yourself and you've never done it before, yes. They can help you out.
Kind of talk me through it?
Yeah, make sure you're not going to get a bunch of paint all over, you know, your carpet or
ooh,
something.
Ooh, good
like
idea.
That. Though if you do, you could always call Ray Bowles and private
right.
carpet.
We got a guy for that.
They'll make sure that, hey, you have all the tools necessary to get the job done when you're doing it yourself. Or if you're contracting it out, they can steer you in the right direction in terms of look. You might be like, hey, I want to brighten up the room. I want it to feel bigger. Well, then you can advise you on what the rest of your home looks like. What does your furniture scheme look like? They can really steer you in the right direction. They have that expert eye to do so. And they also, you know, if say you need to do a touch-up work.
Yeah.
They keep on file the exact paint and stain supply you used before.
So if I did something today, and a year from now, my kids put chocolate all over the wall, I could go back to them.
Or you're wrestling with the dog, and your head goes through the wall.
Right. I can go back to them and say, hey, what color was that after all?
Yeah, no guesswork. They'll have on file the exact paint and stain supply used before. So check out New Look Decorating Center today. Their number 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. So, Liz Cheney's been kicked out.
Bye, Felicia.
And I'd imagine, well, maybe I'm wrong here. Do you think Donald Trump heard the news and approached it with grace?
No.
No, it's kind of like the weirdest thing Trump has ever said. That's a good question. What's the weirdest thing Trump has ever said as president?
Oh, Joey.
I have an answer.
Okay.
It was right after all Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested.
Yeah.
And Trump, like a famous rich guy, he's on the golf course when he finds out. He goes, well, you know, that's terrible. I wish her well. It's the weirdest thing you ever said, Donnie. It's like you're wishing Ghislaine Maxwell.
Isn't that your typical billionaire answer to things? Like, it could be your worst enemy. Hey, I heard, you know, so-and-so passed away. Oh.
Well, and it's such a shame we don't have Twitter anymore to get the hot takes from Trump, whatever's on his mind given the day's news.
When's his Twitter coming out, Tritter?
Well, actually, no, we have it right here. From the desk of Donald J. Trump.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it's DonaldJTrump.com/desk.
I think he should have gone with Dritter. But
so let's see if he responded with grace. No.
Wait, and he has no editor at this one either.
No, he didn't respond. Should I read the...
Please.
Should I use the Trump voice or just read it?
No, Trump voice.
Trump voice, okay. Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. I watched her yesterday and realized how bad she is for the Republican Party. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country. She is a talking point for Democrats, whether that means the border, the gas lines, inflation, or destroying our economy. She is a warmonger whose family stupidly pushed us into never-ending Middle East disaster, draining our wealth and depleting our great military. The worst decision in our country's history. I look forward to soon watching her as a paid contributor on CNN or MSDNC. Such grace.
Bye, Felicia. I enjoyed watching her. I think she did a little press conference probably an hour or so after she got fired. She's still choking on her own rhetoric. I hate you, Trump. I hate you.
Oh, no, and she's in the good graces of, all the folks in the corporate press and the Republican elite and the Washington elite and all that. She'll be fine.
A rhino is always good with the press.
She'll be fine.
Plus, her husband, what's going to happen? Worst could happen?
Bye.
What's the worst could happen? Her husband takes her hunting.
Her husband?
Dick.
That's her dad.
Yeah, whatever.
What's wrong with you?
They're all cut from the same cloth. Every one of them. Just like you're a Royals guy or a history guy. They all used to marry each other.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Look at the Cheneys. Just look at them.
No, I mean, those were the days where it's like, okay, I've got this guy who's a dogged enemy. How do I bury the hatchet? Oh, give him my daughter!
Exactly. They never gave him the pretty one, though.
Here, let's just bring this person on air. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Tootie.
Hey, Tootie, how are you?
Good.
What's up? You're on the air, Tootie.
Hey, Tootie.
Huh?
You're on the air.
You're live, buddy.
Oh, Tootie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm listening to the delay. Let me turn it down.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry about that. You know, enjoying your show, Joy. And, you know, did you at one time, weren't you on in the evenings?
Yes.
You said something that, and I used to fool around and talk radio also. And that's people, you give them the time it gets, takes to go to work, to take issues like you were trying to talk about, on their way, and you just can't do it.
Right.
You know, but I used to really enjoy hearing you, and, you know, I could set my watch by my radio, depending on where I am at a certain time of day.
Sure.
And I usually try to get you in the car, and sometimes when I get to work, like now, I don't have time to hardly even listen, but I have been the last couple of days. But, you know, it's a shame that, you know, we live by sound bites.
Yeah.
You know, there's never any real discussion. You know, I was listening to Jason and the other gentleman, but, you know, do you remember Lycos, the search engine?
No, I don't.
Mm-mm.
There was another one called Alta Vista.
I remember that one.
I remember Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, I remember Jeeves. Yeah.
Hotbot, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Yahoo has been bought out by Alibaba, the big online Amazon from China. And, you know, those guys, they're from out in Silicon Valley, and I believe the founder was Chinese, if my memory serves me.
You're right.
But, you know, we, yesterday I was looking for something. Everywhere you go on this internet, it's grabbing you. I got a call this morning. Someone asked me, did I send them a friend request? No. But, you know, all those Yahoo Mail accounts, you know, we talk about espionage and what's going on. We don't have control over anything anymore. But one of the things about Lycos, they used to have most of the colleges online. And as I was evolving in talk radio, I discovered that because I relied on articles and magazines and the newspaper to advertise. It was a pretty decent paper back then. And then we would try to discuss the local stuff. But, you know, we always, with a grain of salt, would say, don't ever trust anything that you read on the internet unless you really can verify the source. But a lot of the people, like you said, about the corporate news agencies going at them, you like to see that, which is good. New York Times, those guys are probably credible, but still slanted to whatever way they
depends on the reporter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we got to watch it, because I have, in the last, this week alone, I've talked to about four or five people that I've been doing business with for 20 years, and they all bought stuff over the internet. And I said, where did the trust factor come for this? You know, there's no way in the world that you can get this product without sitting in front of someone and, you know, have any idea that it's done right.
Well, I've just done a switch. I now use DuckDuckGo as my default browser on my phone and my computer at home. I also use a VPN. That's not completely foolproof because, I mean, when you do engage with Amazon or Google in other ways, your information can get picked up. But it helps add extra layers of security and to be more conscious.
Well, which one was it that was selling virus software that to fight what he created? Was that Norton?
Maybe Norton
or the...
Was it McAfee?
McAfee.
I don't think it was McAfee.
Yeah, I think it was McAfee.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like this gain-of-function research.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 1967, I was stationed in a little village, city, whatever, called Dong Ha, 3rd Marine Division Headquarters, Quang Tri Province. And I could look over into North Vietnam every day, just looking out, looking north. And I was in artillery. And we had software, I guess. I'm Signal, but I didn't have a crypto clearance. You don't even hear me talk about crypto anymore. No telling what the military had.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get near it. But we were in touch with the Saigon and also the Pentagon. In that remote location, we had to get permission to return fire. The technology has been there for a long time. But, you know, I still don't trust any of it. I like Rand Paul. I think his dad was pretty sharp, actually.
Oh, likewise.
Yeah, he is an ophthalmologist, and hindsight is always 20/20. We live on what we have done. We can't live in the future. That's where we get into trouble.
Well, and to yeah,